السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. My dear respected brothers, sisters, elders in Islam, let us increase our istighfar by saying, Rabbi ghafir li, Rabbi ghafir li, O astaghfirullah al-azim, astaghfirullah al-azim. And let us increase glorification of our Creator, Lord Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by saying, Subhanallah walhamdulillah, O subuhun kuddus, different type of way of glorifying. And let us be grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying Alhamdulillah for this blessing, the ni'mah of month of Ramadan, the ni'mah of Quran, the ni'mah of late night qiyam, ni'mah of all this ni'mah. My dear respected brothers, this is the real blessings and the ni'mah. An'amta alayhim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They had sweetness in salah. They enjoy praying. The greatest ni'mah a human being can possess in this world, while they are living in this world, they have a very close relationship with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where the relationship is so, you can feel it. You can actually feel from your heart that Allah is with you. This is the greatest ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed all the prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the pious servant. And to feel that Allah loves us, that is a very important feeling. My respected brother, sometimes you feel, when you feel you are not accepted anywhere, when you feel you go to home, nobody loves me, nobody accept me, nobody embrace me, then you don't want to be in that environment. Nobody welcomes me. My dear respected brothers, in this world, every second if we can feel Allah loves us, Allah welcomes me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is upon me. If we can feel that, that is the greatest ni'mah. My dear respected brothers and sisters, in this month of Ramadan, we felt that. Many of us, we felt that. In our heart, we felt. Whenever we enter the masjid, at the time of iftar, we felt that. When the Quran was read, we felt that. Our hearts were touched with our huffaz qira'ah. When someone is reading dua, it felt us. Individually, we could, you know, spend times over and over reading Quran and going on. My respected brothers and sisters, this is the greatest ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should keep this sweetness and this experience right through in our life, right through insha'Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadat that we had done in this month of Ramadan and try to stick to a schedule and improve. Try to see that, stick to some, at least basic, go on. Like yesterday, I went through like four things. What is the takeaway in this month of Ramadan? Four things. Just reminding you again for myself and all. First, that we learn to restrain our nafs, training the nafs. So we need to keep every morning you wake up, keep that in your mind. So I am going to train, I am going to keep doing it. When it comes to restraining nafs, there are so many various ways in the interaction of one another, when it comes to buying something, or so many things. Restraining of our nafs will help us in this world as well as in hereafter. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. The one who restrains his nafs from hawa, from desire. This is a very important lesson we take. Number two, the takeaway is Salah, alhamdulillah, we learn. Our five times salah with jama'ah, tarawih, qiyam, we continued. And my respect, we try to improve, perfect the salah. And something very important I've been noticing a few of time, and some of the brothers also was telling me, that sometime when we come to masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you go to masjid, khuzu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Khuzu zinatakum. You beautify yourself and go to masjid. Because you're going there for what? To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is whose house? Allah's house. We have come here with the invitation of who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not anybody's invitation. When Muazzin is saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Muazzin is not inviting. Muazzin is just a messenger between Allah and you. When he's saying Adhan. So when we come to masjid, there's something very important. We make sure that we honor, we respect that place. Now, for example, just imagine someone, you know, the prime minister of the country or a big officer invites you for an important meeting. How would you go? Dress up nicely. You maybe put up a nice tie. Wear the best shoe. You know, groom yourself. You're not going to go disheveled because you're going. You're doing that. You're respecting yourself, number one. Number two, you're respecting the person whom you're going to meet and communicate. Similarly, when we are coming to masjid, we are coming how? We are coming with the invitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because Allah loves us, He loves us, and He by Allah we have a status, that's why we are invited. So we need to dress up something. So I notice sometimes it's, you know, people come up with the clothes, yeah, there's a lot of letters written behind. There are some letters, some wordings are not appropriate. They don't do it purposely. They're wearing. So it's great. Immediately in any condition you are coming to masjid is great. You know, alhamdulillah, that's great. You shouldn't think, sometimes some people, shaitan will come up with a condition, your clothes are not proper, don't go to masjid. No, that should not be an excuse, not coming to masjid. But we need to train ourselves, and see that when I'm going to masjid, I try my best, as much as possible. We are from your navel, at least there. So that part is included, even your back. Your hip is included in awrah. So when awrah get exposed, your salah is not accepted, one of the sharat of salah. That is the reason you put on a garment, you put in something, you know, over you, so that in many masajids I have seen in Europe and some other part, they always have a clock kept there. But it's not practical to keep, you know, maintaining, washing and all that. You know, you put it on. You make sure that you have something. So you put it on so the aura is not exposed. And another problem, what happened? People who are praying behind you, when their eyes goes to that, their salah is disturbed as well. Their salah is disturbed. When there is inappropriate any writing, when their eyes goes there, they start reading it. Allahu Akbar, your salah. Even, you know, you reading from your Quran, seeing and reading in the Quran, scholars have, you're reading only Quran, but seeing and reading, scholars have, you know, very strict rule when it comes to in salah, whether you can read it from mushaf or not. When it comes farz salah, they say no at all. In nawafil, difference of opinion. So now what I'm talking is 5-time prayer. So when we're taking back our salah, alhamdulillah, we have salah. So try as much as possible, my dear brothers. So we try to respect, do whatever it is. But again, I'm reminding you, that shouldn't be an excuse that you don't come to masjid. That shouldn't be an excuse you don't come to masjid. You make sure that when adhan is said, somehow you make the arrangement and you come to masjid. So that definitely what happened, you will be able to, you know, improve yourself, improve your salah. This is number two. Number three, taking back. What we are taking back? The relationship with Quran. Allahu Akbar. The relationship with the Quran. We had so close relationship in the month of Ramadan, but we shouldn't forsake the Quran after Ramadan. No, that has to continue. At least quarter. You see how much, whether I can read quarter. You know, the normal surahs that we read, you know, Surah Yasin, Surah Mulk, Waqi'ah, Rahman, Dukhan, that goes on. Apart from that, our wird of tilawatul Quran has to continue. You have to see the khatmul Quran, continue, it has to continue, it will glorify. Last, number four, what is it? Huh? Charity, sadaqah. We were been doing in month of Ramadan, we were very, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in generally, he was generous, but ajwadun nas, in month of Ramadan, he was very, very generous. So that generosity has to continue, feeding people, sadaqah. So these are the four messages that we are taking, four lessons we are taking back. And my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, let us try and see that how we can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And day of Eid, inshaAllah, I think most probably the western part of the world, there is more possibility for them to sight due to the growth of the moon, is because sun sets very late in the western part of the world. So there is enough of growth for people to sight in this region, the moon. So most probably, in the East and the Middle East and other part may not celebrate in Friday, but the Western world might celebrate. There is great possibility because there is enough of growth. The moon is going to be after sunset 5 degrees upwards according to the, you know, according to the meteorology and all those study, what they are saying, 5 degrees upwards means where there is enough possibility to see from the naked eye. When it comes to day of Eid, again, we're preparing for day of Eid. Day of Eid is a special day. Like on month of Ramadan, fasting was compulsory. On day of Eid, fasting is haram. Allahu Akbar. How that same act, in different condition, have different ruling. You must understand. Because someone says, oh, I'm very pious, I'm going to fast on Yawm al-Eid. There's no piety in that. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. When Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something, there are certain days, fasting is haram. Ayyamu al-Tashriq, both the Eid, and then following 3 days of after Dhul-Hijjah, Ayyamu al-Tashriq, you cannot fast. You can be whatever it is. Fasting is on that day, the day that we need to eat, drink, feed people, and be happy. That's why, my respected brother, it is sunnah on Eid al-Fitr to have something and then come for Salah. Because all these days what we were doing, we were not having futur. But on that day, you change the tradition. This shows that we don't do anything based on just habit. We do it because Allah's command. Some people fast, oh, it's good for health. I'm going to lose some weight. If your intention of fasting is losing weight, you're not rewarded. Right? But your intention is fasting for sake of Allah, then you lose weight, alhamdulillah, you get both. We got both. So on day of Eid, we eat and we come. And individual takbir, according to the Hanafi madhab, until the imam comes to musalla and imam says Allahu Akbar, everyone on day of Eid al-Fitr, you make individual takbir. But Shafi madhab and Hanabila, other madahib, they say collective from the time sunset until the Salatul Eid, until Imam enters the Eid, you make individual as well. This takbir is known as takbir mutlaq, where in general, everywhere you can keep saying takbir. In Eidul Adha, the takbir is known as takbir muqayyad. This is specified. You do after 5 times Salah. After Salah, you do it. So this takbir, from the time sunset, right through, you will do takbir individually. But Shawafi, we will do collective takbir as well. Takbir, because the Quran says, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Glorify Allah, because Allah, you have completed the term, you have completed the period, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided you to be amongst those who are worshipping, doing ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah guided us, He has blessed us to do that. So my respected brothers, we need to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more and more. That is the takbir, that is the beauty of the Eid. And then comes on day of Eid, there is an etiquette that when we coming to masjid, angels are there. My respected brothers, day of Eid is a day where angels are congratulating us. They're going to be in the street everywhere and angels going to greet us. Allahu Akbar. When you're coming to masjid, when you're coming for the salah, angels going to keep greeting, say assalamu alaikum, saying glad tiding. So when you come and you go back, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say take another route, because you make sure that you meet other angels as well. You get the dua of salam of other angels. My respected brothers, when it comes to angel, who is the leader of the angel? Jibreel alaihi salam. I told a few days ago that I will give you an explanation about Jibreel alaihi salam. Ulama kiram explain, Jibreel alayhi salam is the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest creation. If you see anything big, any creation, biggest mammal in the world is whale. Says whale, so big, huge. Jibreel alayhi salam is bigger than anything. Bigger than everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jibreel alayhi salam to show the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have seen Jibreel alayhi salam twice in his real form. Twice. In real form, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi salam twice. He was so huge. And Allah made Jibreel alayhi salam so big, because when it comes to Allah's command, when Allah's command, Amr, is so strong, no angels are able to bear it. There is a narration when Allah called Jibreel alayhi salam, and when Allah conveyed the message, because of the noise, all other angels are fainting. They faint, except for Jibreel. Allah created Jibreel alayhi salam so big, so huge. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith that Jibreel alayhi salam is so big, the entire horizon, Allahu Akbar, entire horizon was covered fully with 600 wings, with 600 wings, and every wing was hanging with pearls and beauty of gems, so beautiful it was hanging. And Jibreel alayhi salam, so beauty, Allah created from noor, the light, the entire horizon is covered. Entire horizon. Except for Jibreel alayhi salam, rest of the angels will faint. And then when they wake up, they will ask Jibreel, what happened? What happened? Then Jibreel will say, Amrullah. It is Amr of Allah, or Haqq, Al-Haqq, Kalimatu Haqq. These are the words Jibreel alayhi salam will say. Then the angels will understand. This is even Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the Jibreel alayhi salam used to come down with the wahi, used to hear like the bell noises. And it is so heavy, the Quran. My respected brothers, sometimes we look at Huffaz. Allah chose certain people. This heart does not have real capacity of carrying the Quran. Allah has made it with the Fadlullah. We are carrying that Quran. The Fadlullah, we are carrying that Quran. It is amana. Allah made it easy and made it easy, soft to us. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to reveal, you know, receive revelation, even in the winter, it's very cold. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sweat. So hot. So heavy. It's very difficult. Jibreel alayhi salam never used to come in his real form. It is full capacity, no. He never used to come in his real form. Only twice Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seen Jibreel alayhi salam in his real form. And rest of the time, Jibreel alayhi salam used to come in a very light way. If not, it becomes so difficult to accept. It has become so difficult, the capacity. One in the time of Mi'raj, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi salam. And then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when this wahi comes, even Aisha radiallahu anha, Khadija radiallahu anha, and Jibreel alayhi salam, sometime angels comes in the form of human being. There are so many narrations regarding that. Comes in the form of human being. Some people come, we think it's a human being. That's why some reason someone come and beg you, you have to be very careful. That beggar might be an angel coming in the form and testing you as well. There are so many hadiths regarding that. There are angels comes and test you, giving you wealth and come. That's why you need to tell some good word or give something else. Oh, don't, you know, turn them away. They might come in the form of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam time, Jibreel alayhi salam used to come in the form of a sahabi called Dihyatul Qalbi radiallahu anhu. Dihyatul Qalbi, he was known as the Yusuf alayhi salam of that time. He was so handsome. He was so handsome. From that tribe, they used to call Yusuf of our time. Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, gave him the beauty through that Dihyatul Qalbi radiallahu anhu's form. Jibreel alayhi salam used to come. When you know, we know the popular hadith of Hadith Jibreel, he came in the form of human being and he came and asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so many questions. Asked about Iman, Islam, Ihsan, and he went back. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, do you know who he, the person who came and went? He said, we don't know. Sahaba, Umar radiallahu anhu, describe. We have not seen this person. He's come with such a white cloth. We don't see any signs of traveling. When you travel, the person will be, you know, tired and dust and all that. We don't see any of these things. But Jibreel alayhi salam, then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innahu Jibreel, he is Jibreel. Innahu Jibreel ataakum yu'allimukum deenakum. He came to teach you the religion. That is a form, by asking question, he was teaching the Sahaba. So my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jibreel alayhi salam to show his power. We think that we are powerful or we see anything great, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jibreel as a human. Ulama Karam speaks, when Allah created, after creating the pen, first Allah created the qalam and then Allah told to write everything. There is a difference of opinion, which creation did Allah create first? One of the narration, Allah first created Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam is the first creation. But that is not the majority opinion. Majority opinion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the qalam, the pen, and Allah told to write everything was going to happen till the world ends. And then there is an opinion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first created the noor, the light. Noor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the noor, light, and then Allah created water. And through that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jibreel alayhi salam through noor. This is another version of the scholars. They say Allah created noor first. But when it comes to the physical form of creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jibreel alayhi salam first. And he's the first person to be created, first creation to be created, and Jibreel alayhi salam will be the last to die. Everyone will taste the death, even angels. Everyone will taste the death, and then Allah will re-resurrect everyone. The last creation to die will be Jibreel alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Jibreel alayhi salam for this mission, and Allah chose Jibreel alayhi salam to be the wakers. You know, night of Laylatul Qadr, why it becomes great? Generally, every day, time of tahajjud, time of fajr, angels comes and go. There is a routine of angels. Angels first coming down to Baytullah al-Haram. From there they go. And they go up where? The evening from Masjid al-Aqsa they go up. They ascend. That is the route of angels' routine. They ascend from Masjid al-Aqsa. Angels comes down right round. But Jibreel alayhi salam only used to come to revelation. Month of Ramadan is great. Month of Ramadan when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was leaving, Jibreel alayhi salam came every single night. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine, Jibreel alayhi salam coming means he's covering the entire world, remember. With 600 wings, he's covering the entire world with noor. He's covering the entire world with rahmah, mercy. Jibreel alayhi salam comes down with mercy. Jibreel alayhi salam doesn't come down with adab. He comes down with the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with revelation. There is no narration we have found Jibreel alayhi salam coming down with the, what you call, adab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed other angels to do that. But Jibreel alayhi salam will bring mercy. So when sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was living, every single night Jibreel alayhi salam used to come down. And then that legacy, that tradition, Allah left it open once a year, night of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is great. Allah mentioned in the Quran, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحِ. Allah, تَنَزَّل means they keep ascending. They keep coming down. Keep coming down. Not just king. Not one group. Tanazzal means group by group. Group by group. They keep coming. And warruh, Jibreel alayhi salam also will be coming. So my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, last few nights, one of those nights definitely would have been night of Laylatul Qadr. One of the night would have been definitely Laylatul Qadr inshaAllah. So alhamdulillah, you know, we have tried our best to stay in the night, make the ihya, to stand with iman and ihtisab. But my respected brothers, in this world, everything has an end. Ramadan has to come to an end, and Shawwal has to start. Right? Ramadan has to end, and Shawwal has to start. And we all know about the Shawwal, what happened. We have the habit of continuing this fast. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, من صام رمضان وأتبعه ست من الشوال كان كسيام الدهر. It's a beautiful hadith. Who fast the month of Ramadan and he followed with 6 fasting in month of Shawwal is equal to fasting the entire year. Entire year. Right? It's how some scholars explain how the 6 days, every amal is multiplied into 10. So 6 days multiplied into 10, how many? 60. Here 29 or 30 days multiplied into 10, how many days? 300 days. 390 or 306 altogether, what happened? 361 year. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful. So Shawwal month, then scholars have difference of opinion whether you should fast continuously 6 day or whether you can break and fast, right? Both the opinions. Some say it's best. Everyone say it's best to fast after the Eid day, immediately 6 days continuously, so that you have the habit, you will finish it. But as long as you make sure that you fast 6 days before the Shawwal, and with the intention of fasting the 6 days of Shawwal. 6 days. And sometimes we have our sisters, there's another question comes up, sisters, they have qada. When they have qada, can they combine the 6 day of fasting in Shawwal and qada together? Majority and the most popular opinion is, no, you cannot combine, because qada is separate and fasting of Shawwal is separate. But some scholars says you can, but that is a very rare opinion. You can combine both together. No, qada have to be done. But it's better if we can do the qada in this month, because it is greater. You get, fasting of Sittum in a Shawwal and then all that. So we make sure that we fast, and that's very, very important. We continue this habit of fasting on Yawmul, Monday and Thursday. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have taught that is a sunnah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said two things. Monday I'm fasting, and ask why? That's the day I was born. So I want to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for fasting. And when Thursday, why he fast? Now ask why I fast. On that day, on that night, Allah, our deeds have been presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I would like to be, my deed to be presented to Allah while I am fasting. So this is a habit of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then ayyamul bidh, 13, 14, 15 of every month, we have to follow. We only know about the lunar calendar when it comes to Ramadan, Shawwal, and Dhul-Hijjah. Other than that, we don't even know, we don't follow. But masala in masajid is there, but we don't know. We only know Ramadan, every day we follow. And we had the first day of Shawwal, yes, we know, we forgot about it. Again, Dhul-Hijjah, when the moon is sighted, okay, we know. But no, we must try and follow this, so that every month we know the 13th, 14th, and 15th. Because that is our ibadah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed, and our ibadah is connected with that. So, my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we have reached the last day or last night of month of Ramadan this year. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fast, accept whatever good deed we have done. We have discussed many things right through after Asr and mashallah after Fajr and all that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that. And then let us all try and ask Allah that Allah should give us a long life, so that many more Ramadan with ibadah. Because we must only hope for long life to worship with ibadah. And my respected brothers, sisters in Islam, inshallah, tomorrow if the Eid, I'm going to be here inshallah. But I would like to tell all of you, as a human, when we come, we exchange words, we say certain things. I am human as well. I may have made a mistake or certain things. I want to clarify, there's a disclaimer. Whatever I said, if it is not correct, if it is mistaken, it is from me and Shaitan. I am not attributing that to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, oh to the religion. Whatever I have said correct, whatever is correct, it is from Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all make mistakes. So we all have to double check. We all have to learn one another and see that how we can become better inshallah. So we hope that we will try to engage and continue, keep in touch with the masjid and continue. Only through that we can have salvation in this world and hereafter. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Hamdan kathiran tajiban mubarakan fih. Hamda yuafi ni'mahu wa yukafi mazidah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad. صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات وتقلي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ربنا تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وتضرعنا من تقصير أعمالنا وتجاوز عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم ربنا تقبل جمعنا هذا اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مباركا وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل اللهم فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم اجعلنا من السعداء المقبولين اللهم اجعلنا من السعداء المقبولين اللهم اجعلنا من السعداء المقبولين Allah, we are sinners. You have accepted us, Ya Allah. You are invited to do your work, Ya Allah. please accept all of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please accept all of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have been chosen, we have been given certain responsibility. We are not worthy of doing that, Ya Allah. We are trying our best to do that, Ya Allah. Please accept all of us, Ya Allah. Accept this entire gathering, the congregation, and all those people have made this possible, Ya Allah. It is first you, Ya Allah, and then you have given us this ability. Please accept all of us, Ya Allah. Grant us ikhlas in everything that we do, Ya Allah. Ikhlas and acceptance we need, Ya Allah. Ikhlas and acceptance and istiqamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make this a gathering that will benefit us in day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Like we gathered here every day for Fajr Salah, we gathered here every day for Khatira and Nasiha, Ya Allah. Allah, make us all gather in Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Together in Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. This brotherhood love should continue, Ya Allah, in day of Qiyamah and even in Jannah, Ya Allah. We should look out for each other in Jannah, Ya Allah. Allah, please accept all of us, Ya Allah. Accept this city, Ya Allah. Make this Toronto a city of peace and salam, Ya Allah. And city of Noor, Ya Allah. Make this city, Ya Allah. I'm making all the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, protect this city, Ya Allah. Take all the evils away from this city, Ya Allah. And every child born in this city, everyone who comes to this city, Ya Allah, grant them all hidayah, Ya Allah. Allah, convert this city, in North America, a center for Hidayah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make this masjid a center for Hidayah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all of us, Ya Allah. Accept all of us, Ya Allah. Bring all pious servants here, Ya Allah. They should come and pray and make dua for this city, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this is a great month, Ya Allah. We have reached the last night, last day most probably, Ya Allah. Accept all of our good deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents. Grant them most, Ya Allah. It is through their sacrifice we are here today, Ya Allah. Some of our parents are not with us, Ya Allah, but convey all our reward to them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, convey to them, Ya Allah. Whoever living, Ya Allah, grant them a long life, Ya Allah, with amale saliha. Ya Allah, accept all of us, Ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim wa tub alayna wa aghfir lana. Ya maulana innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.